Hello and welcome. Today we're interviewing Jordan Hollander, co-founder and CEO of Hotel Tech Report. We had hoped to catch up with him last month at ITB Berlin, but as this was cancelled, we're doing this remote interview instead. So, welcome Jordan, and let's get straight to it. Our first question is, what were your initial intentions for starting Hotel Tech Report, and what did you want to achieve?
So maybe it would be helpful to kind of like talk through a couple stories before we started to kind of illustrate that. So the first story is when I was on the hotel side. So I was working for a private equity firm investing in hotels in the Bay Area, San Francisco, here in California. And we had a need for a new digital marketing agency. And so, you know, for me, I was on the investment side. I know quite a bit about digital marketing now, but at that time I had no experience with digital marketing, especially in the hotel world. And I was still part of that process. So basically what happened was, is one of our on-property marketing managers, she brought us her agency from her last hotel that she worked at that was in San Diego. And it was a small shop, didn't really have a ton of hotels in their portfolio, but she had a relationship there. And ultimately, she kicked the decision to me on it. And as you know, in my shoes, I was like, I have no experience or capabilities making this decision. I've only been presented with one option. And then she also threw in one that was just a big name agency. And they all seemed to offer similar services. I didn't know how to differentiate them. And so as a buyer, I didn't have really good information online. I was only going off of the kind of vendor service provider sales pitches and a recommendation based on a relationship. And I really didn't have any great resources to go out and it would have taken me so much time to go out and find all the other credible agencies, talk to referrals, and really see what they did differently. So that was kind of a few years before we started Hotel Tech Report. And then kind of fast forwarding a little bit. So that the kind of moral of the story for me on that was like, there's no information out here. I'm a buyer who, even though I consider myself a pretty educated, experienced business guy, I was making a decision about a product category I know nothing about. And it's too time consuming because I was focused on real estate investments. Like it was too time consuming for me to do any more work. So I just picked the easiest available option. So on the flip side, as we fast forward, my co-founder Adam had started a hotel technology company that basically helped hotels create mini Groupon style ecosystems so they could sell local products and services to their guests and make incremental revenue. And so I joined on to help him with it. And one of the things that we found while we were working on this project part-time, we were both in business school, was that we weren't getting great responses to our outbound, like cold sales emails. And so our investors at the time, which is Pritzker Venture Capital, that's the family who founded Hyatt, our advisor from Pritzker basically said to us, hey guys, like this is gonna be a bit awkward, but I think you need to get out in the field, get out of the building and go talk to some of these people. So we spent a 2-week period going out to all the different hotels in the Chicago area where we were at the time. And we would do something that was kind of uncomfortable, but we'd go out to the GMs and we'd say, hey, we have email tracking software. We know this is kind of awkward, but there's no ego here. Like, why didn't you respond to our emails? After doing about 100 of these interviews, we came up with a couple insights and like common themes amongst them. So the first one was that they told us they were getting about 200 emails a month, and the lion's share of those were from technology vendors. And so they just didn't have time to like filter through all those cold emails. So they kind of ignored everything. The second insight was that there was an adverse risk reward profile for them. So what do I mean by that? Like what I mean is, if this GM brought on our software and it worked, there was no promotion, there was no bonus. It was like, great, you did your job, business as usual, on to the next. But if something went wrong with our software, they were the point person at the hotel company who vouched for us, and they were on the hook and they could potentially be reprimanded depending on the level of the failure. And so for them, not only were they getting all these emails and they were kind of ignoring it because they didn't have time, but they also had no incentive to really vouch for any of these companies. And so we started looking around at like, you know, and we were like, okay, well, where do we scale if this doesn't work? And the only viable channel we found was conferences, but conferences weren't really scalable. And so we started looking at, you know, like obviously it's a great channel. It's face-to-face in person. You could grab leads there, but it's really expensive. And like, you can only go to so many conferences. So we started looking at how other industries were scaling. We looked at, you know, Google AdWords, it doesn't really work for certain reasons in our industry. High PPCs around concentrated keywords, just a lack, a complete fragmentation around the things people search for, and a lack of definition of what people are searching for, especially before we started Hotel Tech Report. There were no categories in this space. And then we found an interesting channel, which was like the Software Advices, Capterras, G2 Crowds of the world, who actually Pritzker was an investor in. And so we were like, why can't we sell our software through G2 Crowd or Capterra? And we started talking to a bunch of other vendors who could actually afford these services. And we found that there wasn't a targeted audience on these platforms. So basically they had this massive reach, but they weren't relevant buyers for this market. They were targeting companies like Sweetpad and Hotel Tech Report to sell software into, not, you know, Hotel Berlin or, you know, Circus Hotel down the street. So we kind of set out, we're like, there's an opportunity here this model doesn't work in a vertical market like hotels, but there's something here. And so we basically put together the V1 was software advice for the hotel industry. And basically the intention was increased transparency. And what we always have said from day one is if a vendor has bad reviews or bad sentiment amongst their customers for bad service, poor product, we want to let them know. We want them to know that, bring it to the foreground and help them fix it. And if a vendor has really great service and a great product, we want to help them shout that from a mountaintop and get more customers by highlighting their happy customers. And so for us, what we really wanted to see is, like, you always hear the hotel industry is slow to adopt technology, you know, it's a laggard. We want to change the perception around the hotel industry into being one of the most forward-thinking, technology-savvy, digitally innovative industries. And we wanted to protect it from disruption from a lot of these companies that are now, you know, struggling. Even Airbnb is having trouble, the Saunders, all those guys. And so we want to protect the hotel industry and show them that technology is a way to become more hospitable. It's not a trade-off where you become less hospitable because of technology.
Our second question is, what do you see as the major barriers to the adoption of technology in the hotel industry?
So I think some of the barriers, and some of the things that we really focus on are it's a lack of education. Now, the education doesn't mean that hoteliers are not smart people. I think it's a lack of education in that the way that technology was sold previously is not how technology is sold in other industries. And so you guys are actually in a really interesting category. So the first barrier is cost, right? That's the biggest buying consideration. And I think in the tablet space where Sweetpad is, there was a great innovation of moving to the SaaS model, tablet rentals model, to offload the CapEx and move it into OpEx. So I think that was a huge innovation that kind of broke the barrier of cost. Same thing happened obviously years ago with on-premise PMS and moving into the cloud. And so I think the big thing is, you know, how do you get the cost down? You do that with SaaS. How do you create higher adoption? And another way, you know, another big pain point in a research study that we just ran that we'll be releasing some results from soon is obviously integrations. So if you have software that doesn't integrate with your core systems, like it can only be so effective. And so I think those walls are being broken down slowly. And then the last piece is just the understanding, the education piece. And so, you know, we constantly go through the challenge of like, what should the categories be on Hotel Tech Report? And before Hotel Tech Report, there actually were no categories for this software. There were a couple core ones and nobody really nailed it down. And so when we launched, actually HTNG for their API registry started adopting our taxonomy, and it's evolved over time. And so one of the challenges that we're constantly running into is vendors say, hey, I don't fit in here neatly, or I have a platform, I'm not a point solution. And all these things are super valid and they're things that vendors need to be thinking about. But when every single vendor has a different story for what they are, it creates that confusion because no hotel, like if you and me as marketers are looking for SEO tools, we know to go to SEMrush, we know to go to SpyFu, we know to go to Ahrefs, right? Like it's bucketed in our mind. And this last piece is, what are the categories that we really need? And helping hoteliers keep track of that over the long term, and really also helping them see, how do you compare one solution to the next? I think a lot of times as technology companies, we want to tout feature functionality, we want to tout how sophisticated our backend algorithms are, But at the end of the day, it's about the job to be done of that solution. And a solution that has far inferior technology could solve the problem 80 or 90% as good as a really sophisticated solution in some of these categories. And it's really about UX design, customer support, like the S in software as a service, like service, is a huge part, and people are a huge part of technology. And so for us, we are trying to help hoteliers, and I think we're doing a better and better job, and we still have a ways to go. We're trying to help them understand, okay, you have a problem. What are the potential solutions? And how should you think about bucketing those solutions? And I think reviews is a great way to bring that. It's about bringing trust to the conversation and seeing, like, a lot of vendors are afraid to have negative reviews on Hotel Tech Report. We're like, guys, no, think about the last time you went and on Amazon and saw a product with 5 perfect reviews. You're like, this is bullshit. Like, this vendor clearly paid to have reviews or something. And obviously we have review verification strategies, but the best thing you could possibly do as a vendor is have a place online with mixed reviews. I don't want to say negative. If you have a lot of negative reviews, that's not going to help you do good on leads, closing leads, and closing deals. But if you have mixed reviews, it shows that it's trustworthy. And not only can you address those apprehensions from your clients, you can address sales concerns and roadblocks before they actually happen. So, like, I'll give you an example of, like, me shopping on Amazon that I use for this is, like, when we were starting the business, I was shopping for a new backpack and it had a lot of great reviews, but obviously as a user or as a buyer, I want to filter for the negative ones and see what do people hate about this backpack. And most of the comments around what people hated about that backpack were that it couldn't fit a 15 or 17 inch MacBook. And so it was completely worthless to them and they sent it back. So I had a 13-inch MacBook and I really didn't care about that pain point, but it showed me that there was authenticity in the reviews. And it also qualified me as a buyer because I had the right pain point or job to be done for that backpack that was right for that seller. And so for software companies, not only do the negative reviews help qualify your clients, but it builds trust and it shows a balanced conversation that most clients are going to have anyways. And so I think the barriers, like, kind of, you know, we've covered a lot of ground, but the barriers are price point, solved by SaaS, integrations being solved by open APIs and players like Happy and Impala and some of these guys. And now a lot of, obviously, PMS vendors are doing their own marketplaces. And now the third piece is the information problem and making it really frictionless to adopt this technology. Just like, you know, I think this is obviously more challenging in the tablet space when you have a hardware component, but I think most software in the next 10 years is going to look like self-serve DIY. It's a hotelier, you know, as an SEMrush user, I don't need to get a corporate contract to sign up with it. I can go in and I can try it. I can sign up as a single user. If my company has 50 SEO marketers and paid marketers that want to use it, we can do an enterprise deal. I think the deal structuring and information piece and kind of software velocity is what we like to call it will be the next barriers to come down. And it's like a lot of vendors are scared. They're like, well, we don't want people trying software without having our guidance. But what they're slowly finding is that when you remove that friction in the sales process, you can grow a lot quicker for a lot lower cost. And you can educate your market by having them try things versus, you know, having salespeople reach out, which is an important part of the process. But you need to have them reach out once the people are qualified. And it's going to save resources for tech companies. It's going to increase adoption. It's going to grow the entire hotel tech market. So at Hotel Tech Report, like, when it comes to technology barriers and to adoption, like, we are so pumped for this next phase. And I think everything is really lining up nicely and probably lead into our coronavirus question in a little bit.
So with those thoughts in mind, how do you see technology benefiting hoteliers?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple buckets to how technology impacts, or delivers value in any space. So either you increase revenue, you decrease cost, or a kind of third caveat to decreasing costs is you improve efficiency. And I think some of the biggest things that are happening in hotels is really, you know, thinking about what are the jobs that, and we actually just did a great article on automation in the hotel industry that I can send to you afterwards. But there's, what are the kinds of jobs that should be done by people and what are the kinds of jobs that should be done by machines? And so, like, in the case of SweetPad, like, you don't need a human to pick up the phone and take an order for a room service, right? Like you could, a guest is much more likely to go on a tablet, see a great picture of something they love, place an order. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily firing people because you don't need someone to do that, but you're taking excess strain off of your workforce so that they can focus on things that humans are better at. And so I think there's a lot of these different ways that, you know, automations can come into place. Obviously, revenue and distribution are evolving super quickly, and we have such massive data sets. There's just stuff that people can't even physically do, like calculating the optimal price of a hotel room, figuring out how your ad bidding, you know, like manually bidding for ads on Google or Facebook or Meta Search. So there's a lot of these areas that we're seeing that you can take out a lot of the tedious. So it's like, look for anything tedious and repetitive, and technology will help you with that. And don't like get creative with it and go to your vendors and tell them the things that your team is like spending time on. And if you can automate that for them, they're going to love you for it.
So we can't really do this interview without talking about the coronavirus pandemic that's currently taking place, and also the impact that this has had on the hotel industry. So I wanted to ask you, how do you think hotel technology can help the hotel industry recover from this difficult time? And what innovations do you think could be particularly useful?
Yeah, so for this one, there's I kind of have two ways that we think about this at Hotel Tech Report. The first is thinking about it as kind of the U.S. media, and I'm sure it's similar in Europe, is thinking about coronavirus in that, you know, Bill Gates was on a live stream TED Talk the other day talking about his thoughts. And they said, Bill, what if you were president right now, what would you do to curb this virus? And he basically said, I've been talking about something like this happening for years. We're behind it. When something has exponential growth and it's already in motion and it's already has a bunch of traction, there's not a ton you can do. Like we want to ramp up testing capacity. We want to promote, you know, social distancing measures, things like that. But ultimately there's not much you can do because developing a vaccine takes time. And so the thing we could have done is we could have taken these measures sooner before the exponential growth really took off. And so the reason I bring that up is I think in many ways, the hoteliers that adopted technology before the crisis are better positioned, because think about it. If you can, if you have live chat on your website, you can now manage all inquiries and communicate with guests in real time without going to your property. If you have task management software, like Alice put out a great checklist for basically how to maintain your building when it's not being used, like flushing toilets, making sure that you're turning on certain systems, testing the HVAC. And so I think like the areas where technology helps basically have, like, they needed to be installed before the crisis. And that's why if you had a rate shop tool like OTA Insight going into this crisis, you could have watched the booking curve evolve in China, and you could have planned for that to happen here. Or maybe you wouldn't think it would happen in your market, but at least you can know what it would look like if things evolved like they did in China. So I think the first part is, in many ways, it's too late. Like now the hotels are shut down. The technology helps as you're slowing down and as you're picking back up. So and kind of getting back to your point, how can the hotels use technology to aid in the recovery? It's the same thing that we're doing here at Hotel Tech Report. Like we're using this as an opportunity to shore up our infrastructure, our operations, make things more efficient. And technology is the best way to do that. So think about the areas of your business where you're gonna go to staff up, and it's gonna take time to ramp the property back up. So it may take you some time. If your revenue manager got a job somewhere else, maybe it takes you some time to recruit someone. So you need, you know, maybe a more automated revenue management system to basically take in real-time pricing as the market's coming back. The other piece is like, we don't know what the recovery is going to look like. We don't know how the booking curve is going to evolve. There's no historical data that a human could process and say, oh, this is what's going to happen. And we're all trying, we're all speculating, but we just don't know. And so having the revenue management technology in place, you're also going to want to fill the top of your funnel. Like the bookings aren't just going to like flood in overnight. So it's like thinking about, do you have Meta Search software? Do you have a great digital marketing agency that's working on SEO? And maybe you don't have the cash to invest in them now, but Go give them a try. Interview people while you have this downtime, because you're never going to have an opportunity like this. Maybe you didn't like your PMS system, but it was just a crazy idea to think to rip it out because it's such a big risk to your business. Now's the good time to start considering what are the systems that you like in your property and you don't like, replace the ones that you don't like, and then also think about what are the ways that I can bring in more demand and accelerate as we're coming back? What are the ways that I can have a more efficient operation? So if it's task management software, guest messaging, tablets in your rooms, what are the ways that you can do that? And then also you guys kind of fit into the third bucket of like, how can you make more revenue from every single guest? So when you're spending more on Google Ads, when you're spending more on Metasearch to kind of ramp up as quickly as possible, how do you make sure that every conversion turns into the most amount of revenue possible and total RevPAR? And you do that with upselling software like Oki, and you do it with platforms like SweetPad. And so it's like really thinking about those buckets. How do you acquire as quickly as possible? Four buckets. How do you have the right intelligence to make good decisions? How do you make the most from every guest that comes to you in terms of like maximizing the value? And then thinking about how do you operate in a world that may be staff lighter for the short period? And even if it's not staff lighter and you ramp up, you're going to have new members of your team. Technology helps you bring consistency to how those team members operate. So if you have a big hotel, you need housekeeping software, you can have SOPs that are digitized. So when you bring on a new housekeeping manager or a new team, they're all immediately put into the same workflows, and you can create consistent service even when you have that turnover. And so those things all stand true during good times, but it's like these shoulder periods, these times of crisis are what really defines these organizations. And obviously like the two big things, and I think any technology company, including ourselves, that talks about technology needs to just be realistic and say, There are two things that are most important. Technology is probably not one of them right now. It's important for you to get your hands around. Once you've gotten your hands around these other two things, it's the next best lever. The first thing is, what are your debt levels at your hotel? How do you make sure that you're not defaulting on the property? And you can do that through looking at, there's a great IMF resource with all of the local regulations and stimulus plans that have come out. So stay on top of that. Make sure that, here in the US, you're getting SBA loans that are completely forgiven for 2.5x your monthly payroll. So those kinds of things are most important. And then the next is thinking about your people. So like first, when you're on an airplane, which nobody is right now, you got to put the oxygen mask on yourself before you help someone else. So the first thing is put on your oxygen mask. Make sure that you have the cash flow, the funding from wherever you can. Obviously, if you don't have options, there's no real choice. But if you can, that's where your focus is. Next, figure out how to take care of your people as good as possible, and those kind of play into each other. And from there, make sure your operation is as efficient as possible. You're making the most from every dollar. You're getting really good at out-competing on distribution, getting really good at monetizing guests. And if you put those pieces together, and technology is obviously probably the best lever that you can pull in that third front, not just from using technology solutions and software, but the knowledge you can gain from vendors who are helping hundreds, thousands of hotels do the same thing as you, and the knowledge they can gain across that is going to be like totally game changing. And it's just like the financial crisis of 2009. It's very different in many ways. But the thing that's similar is when you look at how the banks came out of that crisis, there were banks that weren't well capitalized that went under. And the ones that survived came out stronger than ever, and they have better balance sheets, better cap ratios, and they're able to weather this storm in a way that would have been devastating had they not had that crisis. And so when we come out of this, the hotel industry will be stronger. There will be fallout that comes from it. And I think on the technology front, there's going to be a lot of what we call uncontrolled churn. So like SweetPad clients who go out of business and like they're no longer SweetPad clients but it's totally out of your guys' control. And this is happening for every technology vendor. But what happens with that is that those hotels will get bought, whether it's out of bankruptcy, foreclosure, or in a normal auction or bidding process. And when those new hotel owners come in, they're going to have a need for these solutions. And so it's going to provide a ton of opportunity for white space, customer acquisition. And so I think that, on the flip side, for you guys, the technology companies, this is the time to really shore up your strategy, just like the hotels are doing, because when this thing comes back, it's going to be, and obviously it'll be off a lower base because of the kind of decline in business for this period, but it's going to be a period that defines the breakout companies in this industry, that defines the future of what hotels and hotel software looks like. And so it's really critical for everyone to kind of Prioritize and execute is one of my favorite authors, Jocko Willink, likes to say. He's a former Navy SEAL. We just watch a great live Zoom with him on there. And then just keep a calm head, get creative, think about how the world changes in the future.
So now for our final question. What do you see for the future of Hotel Tech Report? And where do you see the company in 5 years' time?
Yep, absolutely. So in 5 years, we see every hotel and manager and owner in the world using our platform to find solutions and basically to learn about technology. We see ourselves as being one of a few parties that are, we jokingly like to say, like making fun of our president here in America, we like to say we're making hotel tech fun again. Like if you look at any other tech, like vertical industry, tech is the sexiest, most fun part of that vertical. It's aspirational. Everyone wants to cover it. And I think in this industry for too long, it's been stagnant. And so we see, you know, right now our core users are what we call like mavens. They're the early adopters of tech. They're passionate about this stuff. And what we see and we're seeing over time is that as we create great content that's elevated, that's non-salesy, we provide transparency and trust through reviews, and we continue to grow our reach and our scale, more and more hoteliers are moving into that segment. And it's happening naturally as digital natives move into leadership roles in hotels. And I think it's going to be accelerated by this. And so in 5 years, we see ourselves as the central brand in this community. And I think it's already really started to happen. But it's going to be much broader than just, you know, the technology enthusiasts. And we're already starting to get new like hoteliers coming out of school, coming and being interested in wanting to learn about these topics, trends, and products. And we see the majority of the hotel market and people working in hotels seeing technology as something that's fun, exciting, and a productivity tool. And it's not replacing them. It's not a threat to their jobs. It makes them better at their jobs. And they understand that by being the best they can be at technology and understanding the different solutions out there, that they're going to be in a much better competitive position from a career perspective. Just like the same way when we moved from agrarian to industrial, like the, you know, the farmers who learned how to use the, you know, crop equipment were the ones who are able to, you know, to basically thrive in the next economy. And so, you know, that equipment in some ways is what, and who knows how to use it, who's the best at it, who understands where it's going and what the newest solutions are. Those are the people who are going to be the most competitive hires. And we think that technology will be increasingly important in terms of who you want to hire for. Like, I don't want to hire an SEO manager who's never heard of Ahrefs. And I think the same thing is happening, and it's going to continue to happen in technology, and Hotel Tech Report will be at the center of that.
Thank you very much, Jordan, for taking the time to speak with us today. Your answers have given our listeners some great insight into Hotel Tech Report and the future of hotel tech.
Thanks so much for making the time, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are trucking along over there and continue to let me know like how we can be helpful for you. Like, we're all in this thing together.
If you'd like to learn more about the future of hotel technology, visit hoteltechreport.com, or you could visit our blog at blog.sweetpad.de/en to find out what's going on at Sweetpad and within the wider hotel tech industry.